The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, underlying the practice of mindfulness, underlying this practice of mindfulness of breathing, is having a awareness that doesn't contract, doesn't attack, doesn't blame, doesn't despair, doesn't have desires or aversions towards anything. The awareness itself is distinct from what you might think and feel. But to be able to have a strong sense of being attentive and aware that's non-reactive, that just there with it, allows things to be as they are, and is not troubled by what's there, and doesn't rejoice or get overly excited what's there, is actually a very, extremely important part of this practice. And so in this beginning of this mindfulness of breathing steps, it says establishing awareness, establishing a capacity to be non-reactive to whatever arises in experience. And this becomes increasingly important as the practice goes along, that we know how to just be there in a very equanimous, open, balanced way with whatever's there, very spacious with what's there, at the same time as clearly recognizing what's happening. So in the beginning, just breathing, the simplicity of breathing, just allow it to be as it is. Don't be too concerned about how well you're breathing. It's not about how well you're breathing, it's about using the breathing to connect to the present moment, to begin to let go of your thoughts and other concerns so you can be here more. And then with some modicum of non-reactivity, to open up to the experience of your body. With some degree of non-reactivity and equanimity about experience, it's to open up to the joy and the happiness that might be here as you practice. Then it becomes even more important is the next step, which is 7 and 8, which first is to become aware of the mental activities you have, your thoughts, your ideas, the state of your mind, and then to relax your mind. Relax the mental activities you do. And so this idea of being non-reactive becomes particularly important because for some people it's even harder to be non-reactive once we start looking at our mind, what our thoughts are, what our ideas are, what our impulses are, our feelings are. And so this idea that what we're doing is trying to be just aware, like we're making space for the experience, as opposed to having preference for experience. We're making room for something to be there so we can see it clearly, as opposed to trying to engineer ourselves to get away with something, to make some things go away and to prefer other things, just to be there with it. And the one thing that is talked about, that this particular 16 steps saying what you can do, you can always relax. So it doesn't mean you're getting rid of something, but you're softening around it. And so to become aware of the mind and the mental activity is part of the practice, and then to be able to hold it and be with it in a simple way. And then when it's appropriate, to be able to relax what I call the thinking muscle. The activities of mind that can be relaxed means the places where there's tension, pressure, stress that are there. And so if there's this extra layer of tension or pressure in our minds connected to how we think, how we feel, how we intend, that extra tension is what we soften and relax. And as we relax it, what we're relaxing into is relaxing it further into this non-reactive attention, this equanimous attention that has space for everything. So with that as an introduction, we'll do it. So you might want to consider sitting up straighter after lunch. Those of you using the chairs, if it's all possible to sit away from the backrest a teeny bit more than you are, just anything that would help you to be a little more alert. And if you find yourself getting really sleepy, one option you have is to keep your eyes open. Maybe open about 45, opens half open, looking down at a 45 degrees towards the floor. Not looking at anything in particular, but just so maybe so it's easier to stay awake. So sitting up straight and taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. It's almost as a ritual, a familiar ritual that makes it easier to come back to the present moment. Taking a few long, slow, deep breaths as you exhale. Relaxing as you exhale, let go of your thoughts. Soften in your body. And then letting your breathing become normal. And just breathing in a normal way. Scan through your body to see if there's any simple ways that you can adjust your body, relax your body, softening the muscles of your face. Softening the shoulders. Relaxing in the chest. Softening around your heart. And softening your belly. And if as you're feeling your body, you feel there's any ways in which you're bracing yourself against life, perhaps you can soften your whole body. Releasing long-held tensions, softening around long-held tensions. And then with an open awareness that has room for everything, spend a few minutes with your breathing. Maybe attuning yourself to the experience of breathing. Attuning yourself to a caring, an engaged intimacy with how the body experiences breathing. So then as you're continuing being mindful of your breathing, is there anything at all that you would recognize as a feeling of well-being somewhere in your body, somewhere in your being? Something that feels cozy or nice or comforting, pleasurable? And if you do have that, maybe you can breathe through it or let those good feelings somehow spread into the experience of breathing. And if you do feel any feelings of well-being, as you attune yourself to them and to the breathing, see if that can support you to have a quieter mind. Your thinking gets softer, quieter. Breathing in and breathing out, and becoming aware of, with an open, relaxed awareness, the activities of your mind, the ways in which you're thinking, feeling, intending, your attitude. Feeling how the mind is thinking or active, as if it's part of the body. So feeling the energetics of it and the physicality of the mind. The pressure, the tension, the excitement, the energy. And hold it in a spacious way. Stay with your breathing. Breathe with the mind, through the mind, the mental activity. And as you exhale, relax the thinking muscle. Relax the tension, pressure associated with your mental activity. As you inhale, relax the mental activity. Not so much making it stop, but making it be having it become lighter, softer, more open. rather than reacting to your reactivity and your thoughts, open up and make awareness wider. Imagine that beyond the edges of your thinking, there's vast, peaceful space. Relax into that peaceful space. Relaxing your thinking muscle. Softening your thinking. Quieting the mind. Allowing yourself to be enveloped by the experience of breathing. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, imagine, if you will, how you can stay close to the practice during this walking time. Imagine how you could maybe be here in a relaxed way, a quiet way, with your mind being very spacious, as if it has room for all things. And we'll start again in here in 35 minutes, so at 2:45.